Understood is a resource I have recommended for many years to parents looking for support with learning and thinking differences such as ADHD, dyslexia, and more. And I'm subsequently excited to tell you about their podcast, Understood Explains. This season, the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. They cover topics such as how to tell if your child needs an IEP, common myths about special education, and the difference between IEPs and 504 plans. I love how Understood Explains breaks down the overwhelm by unpacking an important topic each season and then drilling down further into key basics in each episode. Most episodes are between 10 to 15 minutes, and episodes are available in both English and Spanish. So fantastic, right? To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome to the Edit Your Life podcast. I'm Christine Coe.
And I'm Asha Dornfest, and we're here to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome.
We share practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection.
And we believe that baby steps are the key to getting there. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Asha. How's it going?
Oh, you know, I'm a little sleepy this morning, but I think that's just because fall really is in the air around here. Like, the leaves are falling, the whole thing. And it, you know, it makes it a little harder to get out of the bed.
I get it. I didn't think I would say this, but I'm kind of like excited for the time change, just because I think it'll make it a little easier in the morning. It's pretty hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and also, you know, of course, I'm on Pacific time, so it's pretty darn early over here.
It's early.
Well, listen, you know, speaking of fall, Halloween is right around the corner, and I thought it would be a good thing to talk about it. You know, let's talk about how to have a fun holiday while, you know, keeping within our sort of new pandemic lifestyle and also keeping things simple. I think that's a really important part of this conversation. I was inspired by an article that I was recently interviewed for by Jill Cohen Martin. She wrote it, and it's called Halloween Isn't Canceled: Expert Tips for Celebrating During COVID-19. And it just got me really thinking about tips, but also the bigger picture of Halloween this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And absolutely. I would love to just chat about it. I feel like there's a lot more than just candy and trick or treating.
Yeah, I mean, there are feelings, this is perfect timing because just recently, so I've been on Instagram stories a lot and like loving it, and I recently did like an Ask Me Anything kind of thing on stories. I don't know if you've ever seen that function, but somebody asked about holidays and COVID, not just Halloween, but just everything, and there's so many feelings about it.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm really glad we're talking about this. And even though this episode will go live, like literally, you know, a day or two before Halloween, I feel like I personally am operating in last minute mode for everything contingent on the weather. So I think it will be applicable to people no matter where they're at.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, it's interesting too when you say feelings. I mean, obviously there are a lot of feelings, but I think the other thing is that depending upon where you're listening, there are so many different situations too. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this in earlier episodes. I mean, we're all in such different situations with our own personal home lives, but also what's happening in our neighborhoods or what's happening in our towns or our states. So, it's like there's a lot of individual decision making going on that doesn't necessarily, you know, usually it's sort of more of a collective thing. So, I feel like right now, as usual, as with so many other things, we're trying to hold these opposing feelings at the same time. You know, we're sad because of the loss of our usual Halloween traditions. Obviously, our kids probably are too, confused and sad, but hopefully also there's this little spark of relief that, you know, hey, there's something fun to look forward to. We can set aside the heaviness just for, you know, an evening or an afternoon and enjoy a little silliness without much work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's hard to hold those two opposing things at the same time.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, this is related to what you just said, but I just feel like I've been thinking a lot about this just in my sort of moving around life kind of way. And, you know, I think the thing we're all struggling with is that the touch points with normalcy feel so scarce. So I think that is why when people are getting really upset about the holidays and the loss around them, I mean, that's why it feels especially profound. Like, as you said, it's more than about candy loss. And, you know, there are just a lot of things we're holding at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right.
Yeah. Well, why don't we jump right in and you can get it going with your first recommendation for this episode.
All right. Sounds good. So let's just keep going in that direction. And I think the first step in Halloween is to just really acknowledge the fact that this year is different. It is a different year. And then to set some really clear expectations about what Halloween is actually going to look like for kids and maybe even for yourself, too. So I think it really starts with letting your kids and yourself express where they are now before pivoting to, hey, it's going to be great. You know, it's there is this loss and this feeling of, you know, frustration and all that stuff that mm-hmm. your kids might be feeling, or they might be feeling something completely different that you don't even expect. But I think it's really important to make some space for those feelings first before just launching into, you know, sort of papering it all over with the fun and the costumes and the candy and all that stuff. And because I think it really sets you up to create some clear communication around what you are going to do this year. Mm-hmm. So if trick-or-treating is going to be different, what is that going to look like? You know, if costumes or neighborhood celebrations are going to be different, or even if they're not going to be happening at all, what specifically will be happening? I think having that understanding will really help kids sort of frame themselves well so that they can at least head into the emotion of the evening feeling a little centered.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I mean, leveling expectations is kind mm-hmm. of like has been the name of the game throughout this whole thing. So yeah. Here's some more practice at it. Mm-hmm. Well, let me dovetail on that. And my first recommendation is to do the normal things that you love to do that you can do. So I think part of what is so tremendously awful about the pandemic is how out of control we feel and how, you know, we talked about, you know, how narrow our worlds have become in our last episode on, distance learning. So anyway, I feel like that's all the more reason to lean into the things that you do have control over. So I will say I'm not a holiday decorator, but it's been so fun to see people go bonkers with their Halloween decorations, just walking totally. Around the neighborhood. Like that's yes. something that people, you can do. You know, for us, we'll be doing, you know, pumpkin carving. That's something that we like doing. Obviously baking fun Halloween treats. And I will say that, you know, normally I'm kind of like the cheap sort of like, let's scrounge around the house for costumes kind of person. But in the vein of things that you love doing that you can do, I think Vi's favorite part about Halloween is just like getting dressed up. And sometimes she's very low maintenance about it. Like she's the kid who squeezed herself into the same Minnie Mouse costume for like 3 years running and made my life super easy. You know, but this year she wanted to order a costume and I was like, sure. Yeah, let's do it. I don't care if it's $30. Who cares? And yeah. then she was like, well, you know, it's a character from Descendants. I've never seen it, but anyway, the character has blue hair. And I'm like, wig is kind of expensive. I don't want to do that too, but let's dye your hair temporarily. She was like, what? Again, would normally never do it, but this year we're doing it. We're going all in.
Oh man. You know what? Okay, with some shame, I'm going to admit to you that last night I had the, for my daughter, who's literally a high school senior, who has been such a champ through this whole thing. I'm like, I'm not into buying a costume. Go look around the house. I'm just
Which
like,
is fine.
No, yeah. Okay, it's fine. Yes, it's fine. But I could also, you know, step it up a little bit. I'm not saying that I have to. I'm saying that's just a little reminder that I could.
You could, yeah.
But I think to your point, do the normal things you love to do and that you can do. I don't love doing all that kind of stuff. The thing is that she does love doing that kind of stuff. And so that's just an interesting thing for me to consider. But I really appreciate this because, you know, one of the things we talked about when I was interviewed for the article was this notion that people are feeling so rightly, feeling so much like, let's make this great because the kids have already lost things and can't we just sort of amp it up a little bit? But the reality is that so many of us are low, completely low on energy, or actually our energy expired, you know, months ago. So so I think that there really is that very gentle balance there. And I think it really helps when you redirect to why things are so different. You know, what the reason things are so different is because you're caring for your neighbors, you're caring for your community by keeping safe. And this is a different year. And so it's really okay to just focus on those things. Mm-hmm. So anyway, yes, there are normal things that we love to do. And we should do them without apology.
Absolutely. All right, Asha. Well, we have more to talk about related to pandemic Halloween, and we'll do that after a quick break.
Did you know that hyaluronic acid naturally occurs in our skin, but decreases gradually as we age, leading to thinner, drier skin? If you're looking for support hydrating your skin from the inside out, check out one of the tools in my hydration arsenal, Rituals Hyacera, which I take every morning. Rituals products are tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals, and Hyacera is clinically proven to reduce fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. They also engage in industry-leading sustainability standards and are a female-founded B Corp, which means they hold themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of people and our planet. Want to join me in hydrating from the inside out? Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/edit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/edit for 25% off. As you know, I am all about micro improvements, and if you'd like to dedicate a little time each day to learn a language, I have a great solution for you. Babbel is a science-backed language learning app that offers 10-minute language lessons designed to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Materials are rooted in real-life situations, so you can learn important basics such as ordering food and asking for directions. Babbel offers personalized learning content, real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations. And their speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. No matter what level you are looking for, casual, intense, or something in between, you can enjoy app lessons, podcasts, and live classes from the comfort of your home on your schedule. Here's a special limited-time deal for Edit Your Life listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription. This is only for Edit Your Life listeners at babbel.com/edit. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/edit. That's spelled babbel.com/edit. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, folks, we are back and we are talking about how to celebrate Halloween in 2020, which is a year like no other. Let's see. I just didn't want to have to say the word pandemic or COVID or anything like that. That's why I said that.
I get it.
Okay. So my tip here is to get really creative with your indoor experience. And whenever I say get creative, I mean, keep it easy. But, you know, think a little differently about how you're going to celebrate Halloween indoors. If you're just going to skip the trick or treating and skip all that kind of stuff and just do something inside your house with your family, which a lot of families are doing. That's what a lot of states are recommending in terms of their health guidelines. And so, you know, how can you think about your house differently, given that you've probably been inside it quite a lot these last few months? Mm-hmm. So I sort of think, you know, in a sensory way, can you do some simple things like maybe some colored indoor light bulbs? Or maybe a spooky music playlist. A spooky music playlist is a really wonderful way to change things up, believe it or not. It really makes everything feel differently. Mm-hmm. How about like a family costume party where the kids get to raid the grown-ups' closets, you know, and then you parade around the house or something, or spooky movies. So there really are quite a lot of things you can do indoors to sort of amp it up for Halloween. And it doesn't have to take a lot of time. I mean, Halloween's, you know, in days. So that's just something to sort of get your mind thinking about what to do there.
I am going to set up a little spooky Spotify playlist after we finish recording. I mean, why not?
How fun. I mean, there's some really fun music. And I forget about music every year. Like I, you know, but one year we were trick-or-treating and we walked up to somebody's house. I mean, it was, you know, it was probably years ago and they had this great music playing and it was just so fun to even walk up. It's not like they had particularly remarkable decorations. They just had fun music playing and it was really, really fun.
Yeah. And actually, listen, let's edit it and make it even easier. And I bet somebody or multiple people have already created Spotify Halloween spooky playlists. So just like go search it. Mm-hmm. Problem solved.
Or maybe your kid wants to create one.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, so my next tip is, you know, as we've been discussing things getting narrower and smaller, but I think that, you know, especially, you know, I have a little kid who is a little uncertain about how to do Halloween this year. I actually asked her, and as of the time of this recording, she wasn't sure if she wanted to walk around the neighborhood. Everything's so weird. So my recommendation is, if you're in a similar situation, to consider either just focusing Halloween on neighbors who you know and like trust and have connections with. And that could be either going to their doors. Vi has a few friends like right in within our few blocks and we could just go to those houses, or like a small outdoor Halloween play date with just a couple of those friends. You know, these are the kids that she trick-or-treats with anyway. So, you know, just kind of keeping it small and getting dressed up and keeping it festive, but, you know, in a small scale.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. A lot of folks, excuse me, are, you know, they've created a little pandemic bubble or pod, a socializing pod where you only socialize with one other family or two other families or whatever. And so, I mean, that is a way to celebrate, you know, to just be with those folks. And I think that's great. I think that the other nice thing about what you're suggesting, Christine, is that no matter what, whether or not you trick or treat, you know, sort of walking up and down the street and looking at decorations, you know, with those friends, it could almost be like a little mini costume parade. And that is a perfectly safe thing to do, distanced and, you know, outside, assuming the weather cooperates, of course. So I think that's such a great idea. All right. So I would like to talk about candy. And since a lot of people are not trick-or-treating this year, I just thought that it might be a good year for a Halloween treat basket. I'm sort of thinking like taking the Easter basket approach to Halloween this year. Ooh. So, you know what I'm saying? So for a lot of time, you know, a lot of folks are like, you know, it's not about gathering the candy, but it's about getting one sort of fun decorated basket of treats. That's fun to put together. I don't know. That seems really fun. Maybe it's because I grew up never getting an Easter basket because I'm Jewish. And so I'm somewhat obsessed with Easter baskets. I love the way they look.
Make Asha an Easter basket. Okay, got it.
I don't really want one. I just like the way they look. It's fun to look at them. Let's put it that way. And Halloween ones would be really, really fun. The other thing that I'm doing in a very, very mini way is I'm putting together little tiny sort of treat bags for our neighbors' kids, and then I'm just going to drop them off at their house. So it's not going to be trick-or-treating. It's more like takeout food. So, you know, I consider this a safe thing to do. You know, it's going to be all sanitized, but I want my neighborhood kids, like, this is always such a fun moment to connect with them. And so that's what I'm doing. Otherwise, we're not really doing trick-or-treating this year. We're not going to be opening up our house.
Yeah. You're going to pull a Mama Co and keep the lights off and hide.
Exactly.
She loves that. She loves that.
Like skulk around my house.
Yeah.
Lights out, the whole thing.
I want to just sort of underline this idea because I think it's so sweet. And especially because it's really not about the candy. It's about the sentiment and the sort of love. And it's reminding me that, you know, Vi's best friend in the neighborhood who's just around the corner, it's such a blessing. Her favorite holiday is Halloween. And I think it was like two Halloweens ago where she got an ear infection on Halloween and couldn't go out. And so the next day or that night or something, Vi made a little gift basket, like a gift bag of candy for her. And it wasn't about the candy, but it was just that little, like, I'm thinking of you. So I think that's so awesome that you're doing that. And that'll be really, really sweet for the neighborhood kids.
Well, and they're not going to be anything special. I mean, I'm talking like a Ziploc bag with some candy in it and, you know, a couple of stickers that I have sitting around the house from a few years ago, you know, so this is not going to be, you know, I'm not going all out. I'm not going to sort of expose myself to additional shopping in order to make these things happen. But I just want, I want them to feel connected, and I want to feel connected to their parents too.
Okay. Please make a note, Asha, to take a picture of your cute little Ziploc bags so I can post them to Instagram. Thank you.
Okay,
your editorial manager. Okay. All right. Well, my next tip is, you know, we're talking about, I mean, ultimately what you're talking about is strengthening and loving on neighborhood relationships. And that is very related to what I wanted to recommend next, which is to socialize from your steps. So there has been a lot of chatter in my neighborhood about safe trick-or-treating. And this is not going to make me sound like a great person, but my biggest concern is that if we leave a bowl of candy out unattended, it only takes a couple of greedy kids, sorry, not sorry, to exhaust the stash and ruin it for anybody else who's walking around the neighborhood. So I thought what we could do, you know, John and I usually split up, like one of us walks with Vi, one of us is home. So I thought our pivot would be to, like, whoever's home is to just sit on the steps with a bowl at the end of the walkway, both so we can have stuff out for whoever's trick-or-treating, make sure there's no bowl dumping, and just create an opportunity to connect with our neighbors from a distance, which is one of my favorite things about Halloween anyway. Like we're in an urban area, but our neighbors are really lovely. And obviously we're not seeing each other as much right now.
Yeah, I love that too. During the summer and early fall, I just have a couple of chairs sitting on my front lawn. I literally bought these cheap plastic lawn chairs so that we had a place to sit outside with people. And half the time sitting with people, I mean, that was totally wonderful to be able to sit socially distanced and have a conversation. But the folks walking by on the sidewalk, you know, like it would just bring all those conversations together. And that is one of the joys of Halloween. I mean, that's really, really fun. Mm-hmm. And I suddenly realized, you know what you could do? You know those little like squeezy grabber things, you know, like
people used to.
Yeah, grab nabber. You could use that to like hand people their candy.
Oh my gosh, we actually have a grab nabber. So,
most of us have one somewhere. My kids had a toy one. That would be so genius. And you just take it and anyway, I think that's a really great idea. I think, you know, it's also possible to, you know, if I feel like it would create a lot of waste, but you could create little individual bags of candy. But it's, you know, like if you use your little grab nabber, you don't have to put candy in bags. Mm-hmm. You could just put it in their bag. Anyway, I think that's a really wonderful idea. And I think that the more neighborhood connection we can make, the better, because I think we are all craving that, not just our kids.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. All right. Well, we have a few more ideas to discuss, Asha. We will do that after a quick break.
Especially in this digital age, since we're well beyond handwritten journals and letters to convey history, the preservation of stories is so important, especially from the moms and mom figures in our lives. And if you've been looking for a way to collect those stories but aren't sure how to start, I have a recommendation for you. Storyworth makes it easy. Every week, they email a loved one of your choosing a question prompt that you pick. For example, what advice would you give your 20-year-old self? And what aspects of having children didn't turn out the way you expected? Your loved one responds to that email with a story of any length. You will receive copies of these emails as they are submitted, and after 1 year, Storyworth compiles the stories and any photos provided into a keepsake book. A friend recently shared how moving it was that her mom gifted copies of her Storyworth album to immediate family members, a genius idea for expanding the preservation and sharing of those stories to people in different households and generations. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/edit. That's storyworth.com/edit to save $10 on your first purchase. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you struggle with boundaries and the general complexities of peopling? Relationships are necessary to our well-being, and some relationships are just, well, complicated. A good chunk of the work I have done in therapy centers on relationships, how to own my part of the story, how to let go of relationships that are toxic, and how to navigate challenging relationships in a way that doesn't drain me. And all of this work helps me show up better for myself and also as a partner, mom, friend, family member, and business owner. If you're thinking of starting therapy, check out BetterHelp. This online therapy platform was designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/edit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/edit.
All right, friends, we're back. And my last tip for this episode is to be patient with yourself. You may have all of the most well-laid plans for Halloween right now, and then Halloween may arrive and those plans may go awry.
Hello, because, rain.
Right. Rain, or somebody just, you know, sort of falls on the ground flailing, or who knows? You know, there are all sorts of things right now. As Christine said, we're not in control of a lot of the things in our life right now. And so I just want to give you a gentle reminder to just breathe and try to sort of take what comes with some humor, some joy. You know, Halloween really is about community togetherness. It's about silliness. It's about fun. But again, like I said earlier, most of us passed our tolerance limit months ago, and we just really need to give ourselves a break. We really need to give ourselves permission to, you know, show up and be present. And if that's all we can do, then that's all we can do. So, you know, again, simplify where you can and just be honest and open about how you feel when the day actually comes. A long time ago, we recorded an episode called Modeling Imperfection.
Oh, yeah.
And that I love that episode because it really was all about this idea that when you are honest and open about your own feelings, you're basically giving your kids permission to do the same. Mm-hmm. And the fact is that this is a complicated time and they are probably having complicated feelings as well. So just give yourself a break and know that whatever you do, even if it's the smallest of things, it's enough and it's welcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I've been really great about showing my feelings. I'll just leave it boy. Right there.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Well, so actually, my last tip of the episode is a good sort of compliment to yours. And it is to reframe, you know, things or look at Halloween. And I have this on my mind a lot for the winter holidays, which I'm sure you and I will discuss in a future episode. But basically look at it as an opportunity to do something totally different. You know, one thing I've been thinking about so much is how COVID is just forcing us to go scorched earth on how we usually do things. And the upside is that could lead to some new traditions. Like, you know, maybe as we mentioned, you decide to turn the porch lights off and make popcorn and watch Halloween movies or cartoons or whatever, or do like family art night, or, you know, perhaps see who can effectively get a costume on your family pet. Who knows?
Oh, no. Poor James.
Poor James.
James, go find a closet somewhere.
Yeah,
the hair dye is coming out for you.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So I just think, you know, I really have been thinking about this a lot, about how it's kind of giving us permission to do things different and find new ways of doing things and, you know, maybe use this as a test run for the winter holidays.
Well, and in all seriousness, I think the fact is that exercise of acknowledging where we are, but then reframing and pivoting and saying, okay, this is where we are. What can we do with this? The fact mm-hmm. is that we have a lot around us. What can we do with this? That's what resilience is.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. that is, you know, resilience is this concept, but how it actually plays out is this choice to reframe in each of these situations that we bump up against. And I think that is such an important, you know, that's such an important skill, obviously, for our kids. And I think that, you know, when we sort of say very hopefully and quietly in our minds, okay, you know, someday our kids will be stronger for this. We hope that's true. It's because of moments like this. It's mm-hmm. because we give them practice to do this reframing that they actually will be able to do that when they, you know, when this is long gone, long in the past, and they're facing whatever other challenges they're facing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. That's great. All right, Asha, well, let's wrap up. And what is your next edit for this episode?
All right. My next edit is a simple one, and it's one around communication with your kids. And that's to ask your kids what they are most looking forward to for Halloween. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that is because it might surprise you. There might be something that they are really, really into that you did not expect. And so if you ask them really clearly, that will allow you to have an opportunity to focus on that and then give yourself permission to just downplay or drop the rest.
I love it. I love it. Okay. All right. Well, I think people are going to be into my your next edit, which
Tell
is
us.
Treat yourself to a bag of your favorite Halloween candy. Listen, These are tough times, people. Okay. And even though I am largely off sugar due to my inflammation issues, Laurel recently bought a big bag of Reese's Cups Halloween candy, and it made me 100% happy to eat one. And I was willing to suffer the consequences, honestly.
I've always been a Reese's stealer myself.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, so simple. These are hard times.
Eat candy. Your next edit.
I know that's a shocker for me, right? But I'm sticking by it.
All right, folks. We hope you have a really wonderful Halloween. And we also, as always, want to point you to our show notes for this episode, because they include links to the resources we've mentioned, plus lots of great related episodes at edityourlifeshow.com.
And as ever, we love chatting with you on the internet. This week, we'd like to know, how are you observing Halloween this year? Hop over to facebook.com/edityourlifeshow and look for the question of the week pinned to the top of the page, or you can chat with us on Instagram at edityourlifeshow. Thanks for listening.
I'm Margaret.
And I'm Amy.
And together we host the podcast, What Fresh Hell? Laughing in the Face of Motherhood.
Margaret, I would say you're sort of a where are my keys kind of mom.
Correct. Sometimes a where are my kids kind of mom. Well, you're, Amy, more of a we were supposed to leave 35 seconds ago, mom.
I mean, touche. In each episode of What Fresh Hell, we come at a topic from our usually completely opposite perspectives. I bring the research.
And I bring kind of the gimlet eye. Like, is that research really going to work, people?
And almost 10 million downloads later, we're still laughing.
We also talk to experts in the parenting field, plus parents with stories we can all learn from.
We make each other laugh, we challenge each other's assumptions, and we have what we think is the best parenting community on the internet.
Check out What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, wherever you listen to podcasts.